104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:03. We're going to top out at 25 today, a little bit of light snow. We still have the blizzard warning in effect until
noon.
Noon is what it was, yeah. Noon to noon. Basically, not because of snow falling, but because of the wind. You don't really have to have snowfall to have a blizzard.
No.
Technically, it helps, but you don't have to have it. And that's why we're still in the blizzard warning. Middle of the state was the worst.
Yeah, they got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, the interstate probably could have stayed open, you know, going west to, like, I don't know, Hartford. They could have maybe left it open for another 5 miles. But, yeah, it was not. I kind of wanted to go driving around in it, but I decided not to, because mostly because the Grammys and The Walking Dead were on.
Well, duh.
Yeah, because why else?
This isn't a democracy anymore.
Oh, Rick has lost his mind.
Yeah? Are you going to spoiler
awesome.
Alert here? Or?
No, I'm not going to give anything away.
Okay.
There wasn't. The thing is, all the big questions from the hiatus were answered in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, so you could just watch 5 minutes of it then.
The first 5 minutes told you everything you needed to know, pretty much. But you know what was awesome?
What was awesome?
Having every episode of season 2 and 3 on this weekend. If I was bored, couldn't find something to watch, just flip it over to AMC. Walking Dead Marathon.
There you go.
It was great. Great time for a blizzard, too.
It kind of is. Like, when something like that happens, it's nice to have some good TV on to watch.
It's also kind of nice for it to happen on a weekend.
True.
Doesn't get in your way for work so much. Mm-hmm. You got school closings?
For some reason, I'm not finding it.
So, no. It's on the...
It's not on the front page.
It's not?
Nope.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh, I know why it's not on the front page.
Why?
Because it's not on the front page.
Which would be why I couldn't find it.
Yeah, no, it was in the the wrong category, so to speak.
It must be, because I even can't find it still, and I put it under local
so
news.
So here are the school closings for today.
Oh, good music.
Glendrew is closed. Hanson. Oh, wait.
That's last. Hanson's last.
I know. Coleman Egan closed. Bonham 2 hours late. Brookings 2 hours late. Avon 2 hours late. As is Montrose. Freeman Public and Academy are closed. McCook Central is 2 hours late. Bridgewater Emory is closed. They had the flu on, what was it, Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
Parkston is closed. Baltic 2 hours late. Del Rapids Public and St. Mary's 10 a.m. start. Canastota, Mitchell are closed. Parker is 2 hours late. Southwest Minnesota State won't start classes till 10:30. West Central is closed, but those parent-teacher conferences are still going on as scheduled. How mad are the teachers there?
They are torqued off.
Snow day, and they still got to do parent-teacher conferences?
They're like, crap!
Garrettson's 2 hours late. Dakota Wesleyan's closed. Edgerton Public and Private are 2 hours late. Hills Beaver Creek 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Laverne's 2 hours late. Marion's closed, as is Mitchell Christian and Mitchell Tech. Scotland and Tri-Valley are 2 hours late. I know what you're thinking. What's up with the music?
Yeah.
I prefer to just play random beds when I do school closings.
I like it.
You know?
Deal with that.
Instead of the same old, whatever.
That's the wrap up the
also,
speech.
Also,
don't forget,
closed today is Hanson. They are bopping in their pants this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's enough of that.
I love that.
Okay.
That makes me happy. I don't know why.
We may have had a blizzard, but our weather still is not so bad.
Yeah?
Because, well, first off, in Mississippi, they had a tornado yesterday.
They had a tornado?
Yeah. Tornado.
Is it warm enough there for a tornado?
Mississippi?
Yeah.
The Gulf Coast?
Yeah, but right... Oh, I suppose.
Yeah, it's warm enough for a tornado in Mississippi. Yeah, definitely. But... they had a tornado. In Brazil, it's much worse. In Santo Antonio da Platina, southern Brazil, it was raining spiders.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it was raining spiders.
What if it would have been raining snakes?
Shut your mouth. According to a biologist, the spiders are a species that have massive colonies and weave huge sheets of webs together. So it kind of just looked like they were raining, but really it was just a ton of spiders weaving big giant spider webs everywhere. There's a video online of it, so if you're as scared of spiders as I am of snakes, you do not want to watch it.
Creepy.
I know, isn't that?
Yeah. There was a snake, like a scene during the movie Identity Theft. I went to it this weekend.
Yeah.
And you would have freaked out. Freaked out.
No, in movies, snakes don't really scare
okay.
me.
Okay, because the snake went up his leg.
I don't have it wrong.
And so then he takes off his pants and they're in the woods. And then all of a sudden a snake comes from the top of the tree down at him, wraps around him and ends up biting him in the neck. You would have freaked out. Freaked out.
Oh, you think that's funny, do you?
No, I knew you were going to do that. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that
was coming. Irrational fear. Now, that would have given me the willies.
It gave me the willies, and I'm fine with snakes.
But it's when they're in person. Like, if I'm at a zoo, I'll look at them when yeah. they're behind that sheet
you
of
will?
Glass.
You will?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even the super deadly poisonous ones. But when they're out in the open, I just want to take an axe to them.
Yeah. That was creepy, though, in the movie, that part.
That
I will say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I'm not a big fan of is when there's, like, they show, now that it's all CGI, they can get shots that they could never get before.
Yeah.
You know, like Spider-Man jumping off the top of a building from above the building mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, something like that. I don't like it. Anyway, we've got news coming up in just a few. Do we have anything to give away today?
Yeah.
What do we have?
We sure do. We have Sneaky's Chicken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have Bitter Ball.
Oh, yeah, we got Bitter Ball tickets.
Yep, yep.
We'll give some of those away mm-hmm. here coming up in the next 15 minutes. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 723 up to 25 today. Maybe some light snow. Did you park in the middle of the parking lot today, or did you park in
I
the back?
I parked right over here in front.
Oh, you didn't get in the plow guy's way?
He was pushing and stuff, and so I just got out of his way.
Because I was thinking about parking there, and I'm like, nah, that's rude. I shouldn't do that. Not because I wanted to be rude or was thinking about being rude. I was just, yeah. But the thing is, I hate parking way against the back because the parking spots in our parking lot are small already.
Yeah.
The ones in the back, you pretty much have to double park if you're driving a truck.
Ick.
I don't feel bad because it's mostly all the truck people that park yeah. back there. But
there was some snow over here where he couldn't really get into anyway to park. But I'm like, it's not that bad. I can get out.
Okay, so also, in addition to the blizzard last night, there was also the Grammys.
Yeah.
My favorite award show of the year, which...
really the only one worth watching, honestly.
It is the only one worth watching. I watched the first hour of it, and after that, I couldn't really watch any of it.
Okay.
Well, The Walking Dead
because he had
on.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. And then Talking Dead afterwards.
Oh.
Which is now an hour long.
Oh.
So...
Wow.
It was a flashback to 2012. Adele won Best Pop Solo for Performance, so the first award of the night.
Didn't you think that was a little unnecessary?
Yeah. Like Carly Rae Jepsen was up for that one.
Yeah.
I would have rather seen her win that one.
Me too. I mean, Adele got 6 last year. She didn't need any more
this
year.
Like, it was a live version. It was the live version of Set Fire to the Rain.
Exactly.
That's like the cop-out to sell more albums is the live version.
That was just ridiculous. I didn't think that was necessary at all.
As for the big ones, I can never remember which one it is, if it's Song or Record of the Year. I think Record of the Year goes to the producer, and Song of the Year goes to the songwriter. I can't remember
something
which is
like
which.
That.
Anyway, Record of the Year went to Somebody That I Used to Know.
Are you going to do that for every song?
No, that just wins? That one.
Oh, okay.
Goatee. Well, I might do it for We Are Young. Fun one song of the year.
And they're the best new artists as well.
Yep. And let's see. Babel won album of the year. Mumford and Sons.
I love them.
And
fun.
Kelly Clarkson won for... I'm not laughing because Kelly Clarkson won. I'm laughing because her speech was awesome.
It was the best speech. It was my favorite of all of them.
She won best pop album. Here was her speech and winning.
Best pop vocal album.
Stronger, Kelly Clarkson. I got stuck to Miranda Lambert. There's a story in a song. For later, after alcohol. I'm just kidding, children. I get nervous speaking in front of people. I didn't know I was was going to win because I was so excited to be in a category. Fun, I've been covering you all summer. I'm sorry, I love that song. I think it's so awesome. I love Pink. I love everyone. Adele that I was in category with. Miguel, I don't know who the hell you are, but we need to sing together. I mean, good God. That was the sexiest damn thing I've ever seen. What? Anyway, thank you so much, friends, family, label, my manager, Narvel. Thank you so much, my fiance, who is sexy tonight, y'all. I did not think I was going to win. Thank you.
At one point, I was waiting for her to go, oh my gosh, I just peed a little bit.
Short, sweet, and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was the best one by far.
Let's see.
Not to mention when she sang, oh, wow, it was beautiful.
Best dance recording went to Skrillex.
Yay!
And best dance electronica album went to Skrillex for Bangarang. Which, if you haven't heard Bangarang, I can sing that one too. Pretty much repeat that for 3 minutes. And there you go.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay.
Oh boy. Soapbox. Here we go.
No, I'm not getting on a soapbox.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not what I'm doing at all.
You're all getting geared up like little motion like
you're about ready to go on
a rant.
That's not at all what I was about to
do. Oh, okay.
It was more of a self-reflection kind of thing.
Alrighty, let's hear it.
Okay. Do I not get dubstep because I don't get dubstep, or do I not get dubstep because I'm too old?
Because you're old.
But you're the same age as me.
Yeah, but I get it. Oh, well, I think I'm just younger at heart than you are. I don't know. I mean, I like some dubstep. I wouldn't say that I'm like into it.
Because I hear what, you know, like listening to one dubstep song versus another or any of the other ones.
You mean they're all the same, right?
Yeah, kind of like Rob Zombie. If you've heard one Rob Zombie song, you've heard all the Rob Zombie songs.
I don't know. I think it's okay. I don't think I could listen to it all night long.
Okay. I'm not knocking it. I just don't get it.
I think I could listen to it in a mixture of things.
And I'm just wondering if it's because I'm too old or if I just don't get it.
I think you just don't get it.
Okay. I do fall asleep to symphony.
Oh, we're going to go with the old theory now.
I'm kind of leaning towards old anyway. So.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 744, up to 25 today. It's 22 now. My favorite highlight from the Grammys last night wasn't actually during the show. It was during one of the commercials.
Want to do something special for your woman on Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Examine yourself for testicular cancer. It's easily treated if detected early. This Valentine's Day, why give a diamond when you can give the family jewels? CBS cares.
Still give a diamond, please.
No, the jewels. Mm-hmm. Come on, give her the jewels.
Be taken in so many different ways.
Okay, so the Free Money Monday winner today, I only have a name. I have no idea how to get a hold of the person.
Okay.
Because we have this newfangled system on the website to sign up for stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it gives me no information.
Ooh, that's a glitch.
Apparently, you have to have a computer science degree to find out people's information other than their name. So
okay.
All I can say today is that the winner of the Quality Lenders Free Money Monday, $100 is Nicholas Brown.
Yay.
So congratulations to Nicholas. Normally we like to call our winners.
We'll figure out how to get
them. But our system doesn't allow us to do that. Or find out, you know, where you live or what your email address is.
Don't you have to fill all that stuff out?
Yeah, but apparently I can't see it.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a little frustrated here this morning.
A little bit.
Just
a little bit. I've heard some choice words over there.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Nicholas. You can sign up for Free Money Monday at hot1047.com. We have no idea how to get a hold of you if you win, but you can sign up for it and win it, and we'll sooner or later figure out, you know, we'll find someone who knows what they're doing, and we'll get you the money. Anyway, so congratulations, Nicholas. I got a very, very funny email. When did I get? I think it was late Friday.
Okay.
From a guy who wished to remain anonymous, so I'm going to name him Frank.
Frank.
So Frank sends this email.
What up, Frank?
To am@hot1047.com. Says, I've been going out with this girl for about a month, and I hate staying at her place. She is one of the dirtiest people I've ever met in my life.
Uh-oh.
And not the good kind either. Her bathroom is disgusting. And around her tub, there is literally a layer of scum.
Ew.
Her sink is a mess. She never scrubs the toilet bowl, and her medicine cabinet is full of crap. I'd normally be turned off, but she's insanely hot. See, it's always the hot, crazy scale.
Yep.
Or hot, dirty scale, messy, sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's like, I'm hoping you'll talk about this on your show, because I'm wondering if there are other people who have ever broken up with someone because of how dirty they are. I don't know if that would be a deal breaker, because that's correctable.
It is.
That's correctable behavior.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose there could come a point where there's something, because like my best friend growing up, Kyle, is one of the neatest people I know.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly neat. Everything is arranged like it's a museum.
So he's got OCD.
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay.
Because his bathroom is disgusting.
Oh.
When we lived together, we each had our own bathroom.
Right.
His bathroom was incredibly neat. Mine was cluttered, but every couple weeks I would clean it.
Right.
You know, with like chemicals on the tub and, you know, the sink and sweep all
the
hair off the floor.
Yeah.
Him, not so much.
Oh.
He had a black layer of something in his tub.
Ew.
That I saw one time when I went to go borrow some cologne from him. And so there's a big difference between, I'm a very cluttered person, but I'm not dirty.
Right.
I'm incredibly cluttered, but I'm not dirty. I clean things from time to time.
Right.
My bathroom may be, my bathroom sometimes goes a little too long, but anyway.
Yeah, that probably is the most neglected and the most used a lot of times. So.
Yeah, it can be. But I would love to know, though, if you would actually break up with someone, or if you have broke up with someone over their uncleanliness.
I haven't.
Or probably the more common thing we'll probably hear this morning, someone you're dating, and what gross thing did you find in their apartment or house?
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, we're on the radio.
Yes.
So, let's try and keep it at least PG-13 if we can. 361-555-7. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 756. Up to 25 today. The blizzard warning stays in effect until noon. The shades are dry. I can't really see what it looks like outside, but it's very gray outside.
Yeah.
Very, very gray. I didn't know you could describe the weather with just a color, but that's pretty much what our weather is today. It's gray. 22 right now.
I feel like you can describe the weather with a color.
So we got an email from Frank about how his girlfriend is incredibly hot and incredibly dirty and not in a good way. She has a filthy bathroom with scum all over the tub. Everything is just like she never cleans her bathroom ever. And he didn't say anything about the rest of the house. So I don't know if it's just the bathroom, which, you know, the one place in my house that I'm in regularly that can get disgusting is the bathroom.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing gets disgusting. Ever.
I can't think of any place. I mean, sometimes I let my dishes build up for a couple days before I throw them in the dishwasher.
Why don't you just put them in the dishwasher when they're dirty?
Because you have to empty it.
So you don't have cupboards. You have a dishwasher to store your dishes in?
No, I put them in the cupboards.
Oh, okay.
Just so, extra work.
Anyway, if you've ever had someone who is incredibly filthy, would love to hear what you found in the apartment or house of the person you were dating, or would you just flat out dump somebody because they were that filthy? Dixie's on the phone. How are you, Dixie?
Pretty good.
So, you ever see anything really gross in the apartment or house of a guy you were dating?
Yeah, he lived with a bunch of guys, and his bathroom, as I like to refer to it then, was the amusement park.
The what?
It'd be like little hairs everywhere, so I call it the amusement park.
That was not PG-13.
Well, it was, but I'm not sure if that's on the right side of the line or not.
But it'll make you laugh on a Monday morning.
Yes,
won't
it will. Yeah, the hairy dudes, we have that problem.
Yep. But I think Frank should run for the hills, because I work for a divorce attorney, and she might be hot, but if her medicine cabinet's full and she can't clean, she might have some crazy issues.
Yeah. Hey, if you work for a divorce attorney, would your divorce attorney that you work for ever give one away for free?
Probably not. I only ask
because there was a guy, we had a story earlier, a guy, a lawyer, divorce attorney in Michigan is giving one away for Valentine's Day.
Oh, hey, tis the season.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
That is very funny.
That is. I thought so too. Thanks for the call, Dixie.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
That's a brilliant marketing idea.
It is.
Give away a free divorce.
On Valentine's Day.
Brilliant. I got a text from somebody that just said nothing but, ever seen Hoarders?
Oh.
Yikes. Another text from 3130. The gross bathroom would be a huge turnoff, but not a deal breaker, especially if they're super hot. Early in a relationship, it always comes down to how hot are they.
Oh, my gosh.
No matter what flaw you find.
Early in the relationship.
Early, not late.
Yeah.
Because then you're over the hotness. No, seriously.
You get past that.
And my brother-in-law taught me that when I was a young man. He said, you know, show me a really hot woman, and I'll show you a guy who's tired of putting up with her crap.
Oh.
Which is true.
Wow.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Same goes for you men.
I didn't say it didn't. I'm just saying. I thought it was pretty good advice.
Because there's only so much crap we'll put up with as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. more of your calls and texts coming up. 8 o'clock, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.